say you're looking for information on that new restaurant in your neighborhood. So you Google it. And what pops up are a ton of crowdsourced reviews from recommendation sites like Yelp.com. Yelp reviews are becoming hugely influential. According to a study conducted by the Harvard Business School last year, a simple one-star increase in a business's Yelp rating can drive sales up 9%. That's right, a restaurant's fate can potentially rest on one irate review. Yikes. This is the very Web 2.0 dynamic of the customer-restaurant relationship that intrigued Spark contributor J.P. Davidson, especially when he found out about an up-and-coming mobile service that could change the way you complain about that overcooked steak.
Restaurant owners have this love-hate relationship with social media, and Zane Kaplansky knows that feeling pretty well. When he started his deli 4 years ago, he didn't have the money for his own restaurant, so he sold his sandwiches out of a bar.
It was second floor, side street, dive bar, no sign, had to know about it kind of experience, up a darkened flight of stairs, and it was like the ultimate foodie find.
Social media sites like Yelp and Chowhound went wild with gossip and reviews. And with all that attention, Zane was finally able to afford his own restaurant. This is exactly the kind of result restaurant owners want from social media. But it doesn't always happen.
You know, there's people, because of the anonymity of these websites, people feel like they can say really awful things.
And who exactly posts these negative reviews?
Maybe we dated and it didn't work out right. Maybe this person was let go by me. Maybe it was a former supplier or somebody's got a restaurant down the street or there's some other motivation. Or you know what? Maybe they just had a really bad experience.
Zane wants everyone to leave his restaurant happy. But if a customer doesn't speak up in person, he doesn't get a chance to fix the problem.
And if you just complain online, then there's really no opportunity for me to make it better.
The thing is, we don't tend to complain in person. We act like polite dinner guests when we're at a restaurant. So when the server comes around to ask,
"How is everything tonight?"
it's like we all go on autopilot.
Delicious.
Couldn't be better.
It's really good.
So restaurant owners have two distinct feedback problems. Online reviews they don't trust, and customers that feel awkward complaining face-to-face. With that in mind, I was really interested to hear about this new mobile service called Talk to the Manager. It lets customers text their comments straight to the boss. So I went straight to the boss of Talk to the Manager, John Washam.
So Talk to the Manager is a service for businesses that allows them to get anonymous comments from customers by text message. And the ability to respond to those customers by text message to address any kind of customer service issues so that that customer's bad experience doesn't turn into a bad review on Yelp or some other online review site or, you know, turn into a negative complaint to a friend.
You're removing the barriers to making a complaint or a compliment to the company directly.
You bet. I wanted to make it as easy as a tweet and easier than pulling out your phone and looking up your Yelp app and finding the restaurant or the hotel you're at and putting in that negative review. So I wanted to make it a super simple. Customer picks up their phone, looks at the phone number that's on the little sign or sticker, and just texts their comments right to it, just like they're texting a friend.
Okay, but it still seems weird to text the manager when they're standing across the room. Jen Young is co-owner of Serendipity Cafe in Seattle, and she's an early adopter of Talk to the Manager.
It's been about 4 months, I believe.
Since using the service, she's been getting more feedback than ever before.
This bar should totally have a Hefeweizen on tap.
Avoiding face-to-face interaction might sound kind of antisocial.
I'm not really into the craisins in this salad.
But if the amount of overall feedback and interaction is actually increasing, is it really so bad?
The pie was so good today. Smiley face.
Jen says the vast majority of comments have been positive or at least constructive. She forwards the best ones to her servers, but still, it's got to put them a little on edge knowing every customer has their boss on speed dial.
They love it. Like, they love to hear that they're doing well. And I have an awesome staff. They shouldn't be worried as long as they're doing their job. And I like it because it does kind of keep them on their toes, I think, a little. Because they know that somebody has an ability to text me right away.
So it sounds like texting the manager might really work for increasing customer feedback. But will it stop those pesky anonymous negative reviews on sites like Yelp? Yvonne Choi is an admin assistant with a passion for food.
I've been Yelping since October of 2010.
I met her at a chain coffee shop. Yelp rating, 2.5 stars. Someone says they saw a cockroach. Yvonne's done a ton of reviews.
Ballpark, about 430 reviews to date, I think.
That's over 400 reviews. Why all the effort?
For me, the biggest, I think, part that I get out of being a Yelper is just the sense of community, because that really is what Yelp is. It's a community where you go online and you share your experiences. And I think it's really important to promote the local businesses that don't necessarily have the big marketing budgets to promote their restaurant or their business.
Not as evil as I was expecting. Yvonne just wants to post unbiased reviews and help people find the best local spots. She and other Yelpers actually keep an eye out for suspicious activity on the site.
We really are sort of even enforcement agents. Sometimes we'll see a review that we might think, hey, maybe a restaurant created a fake account to write this review, because it's 5 stars and there's not a whole lot of content in it. So when we see these things, we usually flag them as inappropriate.
Like it or not, Yelp is only poised to become more influential. They're even powering the local search in Apple's next iPhone operating system. Back on the patio at Zane's Deli, he tells me he's skeptical about texting's ability to reduce bad online reviews. He figures some people just have an axe to grind. And besides, he's not hard to reach. He spends an hour a day personally responding to customers on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, his personal email address is printed on every menu.
There's a little sentence that says, if you had a great time, tell your friends. If you didn't, tell me.
But if you prefer text, you're in luck. We're likely to see more and more businesses adopting these systems, and not just restaurants. So as my conversation with Zane wrapped up, I just had to mention one more thing. If you have any comments about this interview afterwards, you can anonymously text me at 647-93. For Spark, I'm JP Davidson.